to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy. Hey, welcome back, Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Well, I have David Hayes for you today, and I know you're thinking, who is that? Well, at the time of the interview, David was a student in training at Planet PPG. And the great thing about it is I've been wanting to talk to somebody in training, just finishing training, just to chit-chat about the training process, what he thought. So I got a chance to talk to David, and I'd like to thank him for coming on and sharing his story. And it's a very interesting story. You'll be like, okay. But that's all I'm going to say. Just sit back, relax, enjoy. And this is Will Jones talking PPG Radio. All right, guys, welcome back. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. One of the things I've been trying to do is get in touch with some, like, really new students that are either going in or doing training or have just gone through training. And I ended up calling Paul yesterday, and we were chit-chatting a little bit because I wanted to get back with him about the beach blast. And he actually said he had a student that he was training, and we kind of, well, it'd be cool to get him on. That's one of the things I wanted to do, is talk to a student, and like I said, a new release, or one that's actually going through training. On the line with me today is David Hayes. Is that right? That's your,
yes,
David Hayes, right. Man. Welcome. Thank you for coming on, man. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm great.
Good.
A little winded, but good.
Oh, we're going to get into that too. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dave is actually down there with Paul Zarnicki with Planet PPG training right now. And we're going to get some information about him, and we're just going to chit-chat about his training and all that. So, Dave, I tell you, Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live at, and what made you get into PPG?
I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is on the coast. I'm probably 12 miles to the beach, and we have, I think, some really good, potentially good flying places there, but there's really not too many PPG pilots there, and I've really not met any of the people flying PPG there,
mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate because it is a nice area.
Yeah. So, when did you start looking to actually fly PPG? If you're like me, I probably looked at the sport probably a couple of years before I actually said I'm going to try to do it. How long have you been actually thinking about getting into it?
Actually, I saw for the first time, I think, I was looking online and came across, I'd never really seen a powered paraglider before. And once I saw it, it sort of told me that it was something I really wanted to try.
Yeah.
Right away. And so then I started looking for information online from there, and wound up buying an engine and getting some training. Kind of going from there.
Cool.
That was a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, and you're back in training again. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You said you actually had some training before. I had talked to Paul, and he said you actually had gone up a couple times by yourself, and it was kind of like, whoa, not too sure about that. Now, you said you had some training before. How did that go? Or you just decided you needed more training, or it was just,
I had very good training as far as ground handling, I felt,
yeah,
at the time.
Okay.
Being a new student, it's always kind of a clumsy thing.
Yeah.
I did get a lot of good information, and got to the point where really I felt like I was ready, and the instructor at the time also felt I was ready.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we didn't have good weather at that point, but he thought it would be okay if I did it on my own. As long as I had some pretty decent wind, that it was not a no-wind situation with, maybe a 5 or 6 mile per hour wind.
All right.
So I decided to do that and go it on my own. And I had a friend who was at an airport. He owns a helicopter. And he was helping me set up. And I was still pretty unsure, but I really wanted to fly. After the training and after the ground handling, and I felt like, okay, I got to get in the air.
Yeah.
So, pretty brisk day. I was on a grass runway of a small airport. It's kind of surrounded by pine trees that are about 100 feet tall on either side. The wind was a little gusty that day, and I had several failed forward launch attempts. And finally, on one attempt, I did take off. And once I got, I can't remember much from the takeoff point to seeing the top of the tree. For some reason, I kind of blanked.
All a blur.
That's erased my memory.
Okay.
But I do remember going over the trees, and it didn't feel quite right. I was trying to pull a left brake when I should have been trying to pull right brake.
Right, okay.
And there was a little bit of rotor, I think, coming off the top of the trees where the wind was gusting pretty heavily. There for a minute, I kind of wondered, well, am I going to make it back to the ground?
No,
I was kind of doubting if this was such a good idea.
Yeah.
And I did come around, and things smoothed out. Then it felt pretty good. I was able to fly a pattern and pull around a few times. And then I came in for the landing, which felt pretty good. I got the oscillations stabled out and was coming in, and... for some reason, I just kind of froze and didn't flare, so I did sort of a butt sliding landing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and that was, but I was really happy because I had flown, and it wasn't too bad. It did a little bit of damage to the netting, which I had to change out some netting. But it really wasn't, it wasn't too harsh, the landing. It really didn't do too much damage. The motor was turned off, so there were really no line damage or wing damage. As harrowing as it was at times, it was still exhilarating.
Yes.
To just be flying.
Yeah.
And I was hooked then. So yeah. Some time went by. I went and flew again with a friend. Wanted to go up and kind of watch me. So I went from a large field area, did another forward launch, flew a couple forward launches, did get up again, and...
Yeah.
This time I got up and I was flying, it was probably I was probably 1,500 to 2,000 feet.
Oh, okay.
And the engine died. So that's no problem, really. You know, I knew I could glide back down.
Right.
I was set up on the runway, so I didn't even try to restart the engine. I said, I'll go ahead and this will be a good landing test.
Yeah.
And I made a couple of traverses back and forth and got lined up and actually landed about where I wanted to. The only problem was I was looking straight down at the ground, which is evidently not the thing to do, and it's pretty common. And the ground starts coming up and looks like it's going pretty fast, and I pulled brake, I would say about 6 feet too high.
Too high, yeah.
And I did come down on my feet and let my legs take the shock, but I did land on my feet. Actually, the wing came down, and I was very lucky on both flights, actually. But now I've sort of felt like I've had two flights, and that was not really adequate. I would have liked to have had some feedback from somebody on the ground who basically knew what to look for, tell me when to flare, just that feedback would have been really helpful at that time, and it just wasn't there.
And most instructors today actually do put you on the radio as you go up, too, which is what, you know, you always have that radio feedback, like you said. Yeah. Wow,
and
man.
And that's real important, I think, because it just, when you're up there, I mean, it's pretty, especially your first flight.
Yeah.
when you get up in the air and you're up high, at some point you say, well, where's the pilot? And you're looking at him, you know, you are the pilot.
Yes, yes.
So it's quite an experience.
Yeah, it was reassuring to hear my instructor in my ear while I was up there flying. Yes.
And I think that's definitely the way to go. So now I've decided it's been a while. I don't want to go out there and just start flying again.
Yeah.
Without more training, and this time I'm going to do it right and take the time and get good training so that I don't keep blowing launches and landings.
Well, I still blow launches. But anyway.
I want to be certified. I think that's important too.
Okay. You use for certification. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things I need to go to, too. Actually, hopefully this coming weekend at one of the fly-ins, I'll end up going through that class, the use for certification class. So how long was it between, like, now and that last flight you had?
The last flight, it's been that was in October.
Okay.
So
right before it really started getting cold and everything, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a few months.
A
year, but.
So how you end up down at Planet PPG, Paul? Great guy, huh?
Great guy.
Yeah.
And I'm really, I sort of based my decision off actually listening to one of your programs. I was looking for somebody who I felt was a good match for me.
Yes.
And as far as training, because you're going to be with this person for a while, and you sort of need somebody with a training style that matches your personality, can kind of help you along the way you learn. So for me, that's somebody that's got a lot of patience and
very informative,
more laid back.
Yes.
Yeah, then that seemed to be the way for me that I felt would be most productive and I could learn the most.
Well, cool, man. Well, I'll tell you what, so how's your days going? Or what did you guys start out? Did you get back into kiting again?
We basically started from the beginning with a syllabus.
Okay.
And going through all of the syllabus is good, I felt too, because it goes through everything. Even the things, if it's review, you may not have had quite a grasp of it.
Right.
You just really need to have a grasp of it.
Yeah.
And it really is good information. And so we've been going over that. We've had a rain for a couple of days, so we've been doing quite a bit of
whatever we could do
inside.
Ground school type stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just sort of the ground school stuff and, you know, taking the PPG-1 test today.
Yeah.
And doing a little bit of kiting. We did have some good weather, and I really realize now how bad my kiting
skills. The beach flies. I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and we don't get much wind. It's like you in Carolina. If it's wind, it's probably gusting. Most likely, I don't go up because it's just, you know, I'm looking for the no wind days. And went down to the beach blast, and I'm sitting there in that wind, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, there's no way. So you get out there, and I'm like, you know, knock the rust off at about 10 minutes. I finally, you know, okay, I can keep it overhead now and make the turn. And John Black, he actually was taping me, and I talked to him, which was the director of Beach Blast. He actually was in it. He was recording me. And I called him last week, and he was telling me, I was looking at some of the things that you were doing. It's like, I'm sure they weren't great. So he said, well, if
it's
I
a
see,
little rusty, huh?
Oh, gosh. He's like, you grabbed this net, and you did get off in your flip-flops, which is the first time I've seen somebody fly with flip-flops. But it's like, yeah, I meant to change the sandals. But then he started telling me about some things as far as kiting, which
right.
I did do some kiting and stuff like that, and of course I come back home after my training to try to do kiting, but it's nothing like, you know, when you have that wind, because like I said, don't do reverses that much. I mean, only thing we do is forward launches, and if it's a reverse situation, it's like you were saying, well, it was gusting and you know, and I can remember, like you being new, man, I wanted to fly. It was probably some days I probably should have thought about not going up, except it was kind of a gusty, but reverse and going up, and as you know, it's kind of a bumpy ride. So, but you get that I want to get up in the air, and that's, you know, like you yeah. felt, and it's, and that's a new guy thing. I want to get up and fly. You're like,
sure,
okay,
you,
let's try.
You do. I mean, you've invested this money, you've invested this
yeah.
time, and you're ready to go.
Yeah. You know. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that a lot of guys, if you're out there when you're thinking about getting into this, one of the things that, like we were just talking about kiting and stuff, very exhausting. If you can do some type of exercise or something like that to get you prepared for that, I would suggest that. Have you had? Did you do anything like that before you came down there? Get back into your training?
No, and I should have.
Yeah.
But that's a really good point.
See? Uh-huh.
Yeah, running around in a field when it's in the 80s and humid, you do a lot of sweating and a lot of heavy breathing, and it is definitely a physical workout.
Yeah.
But it does have, and it's frustrating too. If you're not handling the kite right, you're doing a lot more running and a lot more moving. And I should have, but I didn't, and I definitely will be now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
I was the same way. I was exact same
yeah,
way. The first day, matter of fact, I drove from here down to Tampa, and I went directly to the beach. It was like you said, one of those hot, humid days. I had been up basically all night driving down there, and by the end of the day, I was wore out.
Sure.
I mean, unbelievable wore out. So
it's a tough thing, but you know, once you're flying, you do. Since I have flown, I mean, once you're off the ground,
yeah,
it's like that's the hardest part.
Yes.
And the rest of it is much easier. It's really enjoyable at that point.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get back up there and fly around some more.
Well, cool, man. Well, I'll tell you, man, it's great talking to you. Well, what's your next step? Okay, you guys been kiting. I know you guys have had really, like, crappy weather, which it's funny because we're having good weather up here today.
Right.
What's your next step? You've gone through the, you've done the P1 test.
Yes. The next step will be doing, obviously, I need more work in the reverse. After today, I was starting to get the hang of it, you know, to...
Mm-hmm.
We had some pretty good winds, and a thunderstorm started coming up, so we had to kind of come in. But I definitely need some more work on the reverses,
yeah.
And been getting used to the motor again. And I think I need a little more ground instruction also,
mm-hmm.
but I'm feeling pretty confident.
This is my next question, yeah. Are you feeling a lot more confident about going up now?
Already, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even though the reverses were kind of stumping me today,
yeah.
Once I get that technique down and feel really comfortable with it, and that's what I'm really here to, that's my goal, is to get really comfortable with both forward and reverses and landings, because if I can do that, I just feel like I have a lot more control, and I won't look kind of as silly.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
standing out in the middle of the field with a fan on my back.
Yeah. Well, guys, and what I'm trying to actually do with this is tell you guys that our instruction, safety, qualified instruction goes a long way. You know, and if you just hearing David here, you can tell the confidence level seems to be coming up more, and. Feeling really good, I guess, right now, aren't you? I mean, like,
I am.
Yeah.
I am. And it's, I think when, and it seems to be getting a lot easier. I think my techniques were so bad before.
Yes.
That actually being shown good technique is making the whole process so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So it really feels a lot more comfortable just knowing what I'm doing and doing it properly. So I'm really looking forward. It's kind of giving me a new breath of life into the sport, because I'm kind of excited about it now, about getting back in the air.
Great. Great, man. Well, all right, man. I tell you what, I'll take you off the hot seat now. I appreciate it, man. That's great information. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that like you that are out like I was looking for information and trying to decide on, you know, instruction. You know, I'm sure there's still those guys. I'll tell you what, when I got my equipment, I bought my equipment in, June, but didn't get a chance to get instruction until October. But between that and when I actually got instruction, it's like, do I go try myself? Do I do it myself? You know?
Sure. Kind of talking to you over.
Oh, just like angel one side, devil on the other side, you know? But for me, and I would say I'm not going to speak for you, but get qualified instruction, guys. I mean, don't. Yeah, I mean,
it's
yes.
It's the only way to go.
Absolutely.
It really
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And,
the feed, the positive, the feedback.
Bible, read it.
The feedback.
The PPG Bible, read it and know it
yes.
backward and forward because
yeah.
it's got some great information in it.
Yes. Well, all right, man.
And I think that really helps the testing doing the, it fills you in on a lot of things.
Yes, it does. Yes, you're right.
It really does.
I feel like mine's about ready to come apart, so it's in,
yeah.
like pieces are falling out of it, so I've gone through it so much, so. Well, cool.
Yeah, and listen and read everything you possibly can on
yeah.
the subject because
never get enough information.
It all kind of clicks.
Yeah.
yeah,
you never can get enough
really
information.
Quick.
Yeah, it's funny because I talked to one guy and he said, because I told him about how much time I'm just over a year in October, so however many months there.
Right.
He said, oh yeah, you're still in that consume all information phase. You know, it's like, well, you got me there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But, I mean, the equipment's changing. Things are changing continually.
Yeah.
And it's good to keep up with it, yeah. I think, anytime.
Hey, what are you flying? What wing and what motor do you have?
I'm flying a Fresh Breeze.
Fresh Breeze?
122 Simonini.
Okay.
I'm about 190 pounds.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, you get plenty of power. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Adele.
Power Atlas?
Medium Adele Power Atlas.
Okay. All right. I have a Simonini. 122 with a large Atlas, which I'm actually flying a Solex now, a medium Solex now. So it's the same thing I started off with, basically. Wing, I'm 225, so, yeah.
And the wing, I really, when I flew it, I really enjoyed it. It felt very sporty. It felt like it had a lot of, it did what I wanted it to do in the air.
Yes.
And it's very, very, you feel the wing very, very good. I enjoy the wing.
Yes.
And I really enjoy flying. Of course, I don't have a lot to compare it to because I haven't flown other wings.
Other wings,
and
yeah.
I'm still early in my career of this. So.
But you're
but
satisfied with
really
it. Yeah, satisfied with it.
Yeah, and the motor and the I think it's probably it's got so much thrust and so much. I wouldn't want any more thrust. I mean, I was flying and it felt like plenty of thrust, and I'm, you know, 190 pounds.
Yeah, you got plenty there. Yeah. See,
yeah,
I'm at that point where I could probably use a monster at my weight, so you are right at where a 122 is perfect for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like you've got all the power you want.
Yeah.
Just really responsive and in the air,
yeah.
And it just handles so well,
yeah.
So I'm really impressed with the product. I mean, I have no regrets with the equipment whatsoever.
No.
It was just my training that I felt was, and I'm correcting that now, so that's
yeah.
all I can do.
Okay.
But I did take some unnecessary chances on my own.
On your own, yeah. devil, angel, one shoulder, you're like, I've been there.
And it's real tempting to do that,
yeah.
and that's real dangerous to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would suggest anybody out there avoid that if possible. And get proper training.
Proper training. Yeah.
Yeah, and proper training is the key, and a good instructor is a good fit for you.
Yeah. Well, there.
Really, you can look around and see personalities. There's a lot of different personalities in this.
Tennis. I'm trying to talk to a lot of different guys, and so you actually are able to hear. You know, like you said, you actually, one of the things you did hear Paul on my show, and so I'm trying to get in touch with these guys that actually train and actually are offering equipment, so you actually can sit there and listen to them and see if that's, you know, like you said, if you think that's a match. Of course, then the next step is, of course, you call and say, hey, you know, that's what I was looking for, because I talked to a few people on the phone, but had no ideas about any of the other instructors and stuff like that. It's just kind of like, oh, I think I like this motor, so I'm going to go with this, you know. And whoever was selling it, that's who I got. I'm a flight junkie, so I was taught by Kurt. So, that's basically how I ended up with my first breeze and stuff like that, which is what he sells. So, you know, mm-hmm. and that's how I did. It wasn't one of those things where I could go back and actually listen to some of the people that are actually out there instructing and
right.
and say, hey, you know what? He sounds pretty cool. I think I'm going to have
yeah.
to, you know, so. Well, cool, man. Very cool.
And this area down here, I was also drawn to this because this is such a beautiful place to fly. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you have beaches, you have... Of course, right now it's not beautiful. You got rain, but
yeah. yeah.
But it's just I think an ideal area.
Yeah.
It's an island. It's beautiful. There's enough around it that you're not out in the boonies somewhere. But
right.
there's you know plenty of things to do.
To do stuff,
it's just
yeah.
a beautiful area,
yeah.
and I love it down here.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it to one of his Pine Island fly-in. So. I've heard enough about it, and I talked to him about it, and I've actually been down about Fort Myers and stuff like that, but not necessarily, you know, to the Pine Island and airport and all the flying areas and stuff. So, but
yeah.
I do plan to come down to one of his fly-ins to check it out.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, well, very cool. Hey, you got to make plans for the beach blast next year.
yeah, I'll definitely. I just missed it this year, but. Definitely next year. And hopefully by then I'll be a good enough pilot to be flying.
Oh, of course you will. You got a great instructor there. Shoot, you're well on your way. Well on your way.
Yeah, I'm very impressed.
Cool. Well, all right, Dave. Thanks a lot, man. And greatly appreciate it for coming on. Oh, no, thank you.
I appreciate your show.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I greatly appreciate it. It's and like I said, guys, this is basically to let you know, qualified instructor goes a long way. Yes, you can do it by yourself, but do not suggest that. Do not suggest that. And certification, USPA certification. So, well, cool.
Yeah, learn from my mistakes.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. We greatly appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Same here. All right, guys. There you go. There's the first part of it. I got another little section with David. He actually, you know how sometimes when you have more to say, but at the time you can't think of it, and, you know, you later on you like, oh, daggone, I should have said that. Well, he needed to say a little bit more, so I talked to him again a little bit the following day, and that's what you're about to hear. So it's a little more about training. This is all about training, guys, especially new guys. Get training. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio.
Okay,
we're recording. All right, yeah, go ahead, man. You wanted to talk about training? Go ahead.
Yeah, the training, using the syllabus, actually, is kind of what I wanted to talk about. We've been using it, and it's kind of funny. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but when you are, somebody asks you, do you have any questions?
That's right.
All of a sudden, you kind of go blank there for a minute.
Yes.
And then later on you say, man, I should have asked him about that, or I should have asked him about that. And I think what the syllabus does is it gives you that opportunity to write then and there. If you don't clearly understand something, you've got an instructor sitting right across from you who can explain it.
Explain it to you. Wow. I never even thought about that. Yeah.
It's great because, it's better than being, 300 feet in the air.
Right.
And, then trying to, I should have asked,
that unexpected question.
Yeah.
Well, I'm up here now.
Yeah, that's probably not the best time to be asking questions. But, I don't know, I just think the syllabus is really a good thing, as well as the simulator. I had never used the simulator.
Yes.
And we were doing some of that, and my position was way off. My hang point was way too far back, and I'm sure that was influencing my takeoff run.
Mm-hmm.
It was not as comfortable. The harness now, when I'm sitting in it, it just feels so much more comfortable.
Okay.
Than it did.
Now,
make the flight better.
Do you have the soft J bar, the soft J bars, or the other ones, the newer ones, where it comes underneath?
You don't have the
comfort. Yeah, the soft J's, not the comfort bars. Okay, all
right.
That's what I have. The soft J's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I was liking the second notch, and I'm now in the fourth notch actually, which makes me a lot more upright.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is going to give me a lot more, a better, much better thrust angle.
Right, yes.
But I just think it's important that an instructor gets you into a simulator just for no other reason than that.
Yes.
The comfort, it's really important, I think. It makes it feel so much more comfortable. And if you're comfortable, you're going to, you know, you got plenty to worry about or things to do other than that. So,
yeah,
that's been a good training point.
I did do some simulator time myself, and if you listen to some of the other shows and people talk about getting in a simulator, and then most instructors do, you know, stress simulator, and I agree with you. It is a very, very good tool to use as far as making sure your hang points are right and, you know, the person's, your instructor sitting there, you know, practice left, right turns, and all, you know, making sure your harness is fitting. Yeah, you're exactly right. The simulator training is a vital part of the training process. I do agree with you on that. That's one that you said you didn't even never did a hang test or anything. That's wild. Okay.
No. And that's I think that's really going to make it a lot easier in launching and landing.
Yeah. Now, do you, and I know you only had two, but do you remember kind of your you felt like you was leaning back too much when you were coming in for a landing? If you can, I know it was only two, and it was in October, I guess, so.
Right. I did feel that the run was extraordinarily long.
Okay.
And I think the thrust angle was just not really efficient.
Right.
And I was probably getting more torque.
Mm.
From it being further back, you know, more asymmetrical torque. So it was, I think this is going to be a lot better. I'm really looking kind of forward to the new position to try it out.
Try it out, see how it is.
Yeah. But just so much in the training, going over the pre-flighting the machine. Geez, I mean, I've never really thought about all the things. I mean, I've kind of gone over it, kind of glossed over it, but you know, I didn't really know that, you know, the intake bolts might be a little loose.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure and try them, or the muffler bolts. You know, just making sure everything is really ready to go.
Ready to go. Yes.
Yeah, and that training is you know, it's imperative, really.
Yes.
I had a couple of loose bolts already.
Didn't even know. Yeah. Well, so I said, hey, guys, you know, out there, two-stroke motor, shake, just
sure.
A shaker, you know. It's a shaker.
It's a shaker, and, yeah. Sure. And you know, it things loosen up. So
yeah.
It's really kind of nice and refreshing to get all this information, because it's important.
Yeah. Wow.
And,
you see it more and more since you didn't have, you know, the quality, I guess, training that you're having right now. I would say it was not necessarily that your other training wasn't quality, but you're actually getting more information. That's what I'm trying to say. You're getting a lot more information.
Yeah. And I'm realizing that there is really so much to cover in a short period of time. I mean, and I'm talking about, I expect to be here a week, and that's still a short period of time if you think about all of the things you really need to absorb.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really now imagine doing it without some reference point or guidelines, because it just kind of keeps everything focused to me.
Great, yeah.
It sort of keeps everything focused on where you need to be.
Right.
And if you get out of focus, it brings it right back.
Wow.
In the training process.
In the training process, right. Okay.
And I never really thought about it being that important, but now I really understand why it is so important.
So your perspective of, okay, I had some training, didn't really have instructor in my ear on my first takeoffs, and then coming back and actually with another instructor who's giving you more information, and you just, you know, right now, I'm sure you were just waiting to get in the air because all of this new information that was not shown you or, you know, or taught you, and it's like, wow, it's like eye-opening to you, it sounds like.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really makes me understand the wing more.
Yes.
It makes me understand the launching process more. how things are going to react and how I should react to them.
Yeah.
And I already feel more confident just in knowing those things, where before I was kind of, well, maybe that's what I should do, or maybe I, you know, it's, and that's not a comfortable feeling to be in off the ground.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the stories you tell me, how you, it was gusting and possible rotor, and it, no, you were not in very good situation there at all.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience that I wouldn't want to repeat. I mean, I love the flying, but not real. I think it would have been 100% more enjoyable with someone's voice in my ear, kind of calm,
mm-hmm.
kind of keeping me calm. And kind of reassuring, if nothing else, that, and I didn't have that, and I mean, I really had no way to ask a question at that point.
At that point, yeah.
And where, you know, if I had an instructor with a radio, and I could have at least, you know, or I'm communicating with, I think there would have been some more reassurance there too. So it was kind of foolish to do it the way I did it.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I'm getting the training now, and doing it properly.
Excellent, man. Excellent. So, guys, you guys that are thinking about, you have your equipment, you're waiting to be trained, and you're waiting, you're thinking, well, I can do it. Don't do it. Hold off. You will get there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know.
No matter how much you're chomping at the bit, just back off a little bit. Yeah, and take your time, because it is a serious thing. It's sort of like if I handed you the keys to a semi truck and said, "Here, take this around the block," without any training.
Yeah.
There's a reason why there's a process of learning, and it's extremely important.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I really look forward to getting in the sky and hope to meet you sometime.
Oh, you will? Yes, absolutely, man. Yeah, yeah. It's funny because I'm supposed to be packing right now because I'm actually gonna cut out of here and go to the Endless Foot Drags, which is in Arkansas. And are you planning to try to get to any of the fly-ins this year, or are you gonna kind of?
I really am going to concentrate this year on getting my
skills and stuff.
Ground handling skills.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And now I know what to practice properly. I'm going to do a lot more kiting experience.
Yes.
Because I know that I kind of have goals now in that, and I do plan to fly as much as I can this summer.
Yeah.
And then hopefully start participating in some of the events. Obviously where the fun is, and from everybody I've met in this sport, it's a great, great group of people with
amazing interest. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
It really is.
I guess it's just because it's a very obscure, unique sport, and it's really, you know, not a lot of us, you know, here in the States that are doing it, and I think, you know, it's a really close niche. I mean, I'll see guys that I saw at this foot drag, I saw at the Beach Blast, and you know, you see the same guys, you know, and you just seem like you get closer and closer. So, yeah.
Yeah, and there's already a comfort zone. You already have something in common. And
yes.
It's like all of a sudden you're instantly comfortable with people that are in this sport. I don't know if you found that.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone I've met so far is.
You know, and it's wild because even before I got my equipment and stuff, and I actually went to a fly-in just. I wanted to see stuff up close, and it was like, "You got one yet? You getting one? Oh man, you're gonna love it! Come here, let me check. You want to try it?" It's like good, you know, overload. It's like, man, it's you know, so you do get that a lot, and even from the guys that I met down at the Beach Blast, it was like, you know, "Hey man, it's nice to meet you," you know, and it's like, wow, you just sit back and you're like, that is too cool, you know, so
yeah. Oh, yeah. And I really now can't wait to get the experience I feel like I need to fly with other flyers and be able to really participate more.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah. Very cool, man. Well, excellent, Dave, man. I'm glad you are getting the proper instruction, and it's getting even more exciting to you. That's what's great. You know?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to future flights.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's just being here in Florida and meeting Paul and and that whole experience. I mean, he's super with his experience and his mechanical ability. That's I don't know if, but he has. You know, he was an engineer for a long time, and engineers, people that are in engineering tend to be perfectionists, tend to be...
there's a reason for everything.
Very detail-oriented.
Yeah.
And that's a great combination for this sport.
Yeah.
It just, I've just learned so much.
Safety.
In
such
a short period that really is...
Overload? Are you, like, right now...
Well, not overload so much. I'm just really grateful to be able to have... that kind of instruction.
Okay.
Really.
All right.
Yeah.
I understand
that.
Nice. Yeah. Just and now he said you actually even really went over the PPG Bible, which
I have.
Yeah.
And,
go ahead.
I've done a lot of reading of it, and I've done a lot of studying of it, and I mean it's a great. It's really got so much information that. Is so important that it can be, but I always had questions even when going over it, and this has been, he's been able to answer so many of the questions, and they were not the answers that I, you know, would have commonly just thought off the book, you know, come up with on my own.
Yeah.
So that's been real eye-opening to me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
No matter how much you think you know, you don't.
No, you're always learning.
Always,
you're
always, I mean, the weather, you're always the dynamics of the weather.
Yeah.
There's just so much to always learn that it's a great process, really.
Yeah.
And it's,
you have really a new, you know, I hear the new energy, new life to the sport in you there, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm re-energized.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
And
it's
there
like,
for a
wow.
while, I was kind of like,
Did I really need to get,
Wanted...
Mm-hmm. Man, should I really have gotten this tag on it? What did I get into?
But now I kind of, going back to, I know why I was interested in the sport to begin with.
Yeah.
It's great.
Cool. Yeah. Really cool, man. Well, anything else? Shoot, that's great information for everybody out there, guys. You're hearing it straight from a student and training. It's all about training. Get proper training. And like we said, if you actually buy your equipment before your training, just leave it in the box and
that's
get the training.
Best advice you can give.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leave it in the box until you do get the training.
Yeah.
It was like training is cheap and funerals are expensive.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And so you definitely cannot have too much training.
Right, right.
You will never have too much training.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling rusty or something, pick up the book and start reading it.
Yeah.
Because...
I still do.
Things in there you'll forget over time, too.
I do. It's funny. I still do. I find myself going back and glancing over some stuff, you know. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Sure.
I even still look at risk and rewards a lot of times, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I check that out. And
and you'll pick up something every time you do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. You're
exactly right. I have any questions, you know, of course, I can call and ask. And like you said, you'll be able to call Paul at any time if you have any questions at all. Or, you know, even if, or whoever instructs you, you'll be able to, you know, guys, you'll be able to call and ask them questions. Most of the guys I've met that are extra instructors, you know, give a call. Don't even hesitate. So... Yeah,
they're there for your safety, really.
Right.
And that's really what they're that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Excellent.
Okay,
that's excellent stuff.
Well, I certainly look forward to meeting you sometime.
All right, actually, yeah, man. I tell you what. If you go and you get a chance to get around your computer, if you go to Talking PPG Radio, email me or drop me an email, and I'll post it or throw you an email when I'm ready to put this up. So,
great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent, man.
All right.
All right, man. Good luck with your training, and man, you gotta get some fly time. When you pushing out of there? When's your last day?
Monday.
Monday. So. Okay. So yeah, hopefully you'll get some good weather coming in.
Yeah, it's looking better every day here.
Yeah.
So this afternoon started clearing out quite a bit, and it's. I think we're gonna. Hopefully, we're keeping our fingers crossed for a good weekend.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll probably give you one more call or talk, and when you get in here.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to be jazzed.
Yeah. We want to hear that in the air conversation. So, well, cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Ed. You have a good day, man. And
all right.
Thank you again.
Great talking to you.
Same here.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay. Hey, guys. Will Jones, back with you here. Just got through talking to Dave, one of Paul Zarnicki's students, and so I thought I'd get on the line, talk to Paul about that. Also wanted to talk to him about the beach blast that happened here not long ago. Paul, welcome back, man. How you doing?
Hey, Will. I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, doing really good, man. Very nice conversation. I'm glad I got to talk today there, man. He's enjoying his training that he's experiencing with you down there at planetppg.com. He was kind of going over some things. And how y'all doing? How's the training going? How's he progressing, I should say?
Very well. Dave's had two full days of training so far. We have successfully gone through the PPG-1 syllabus, and he took the test today, right after lunch, and passed the PPG-1 test. So he is progressing well, and he's on track. This afternoon, after he took the test, we got out and started kiting for the first time, and because he really didn't have good training previously, he had some bad habits that he had.
Yeah.
So we're going through and correcting those and getting him up and kiting. He did some forward launches, simulated, of course, because he didn't have the motor, but he did very well on that and got the wing up above and handled that well. And now we're working on reverse launches and making the turn.
Excellent.
So I think tomorrow, with more good weather, then he should be looking pretty good for some flights maybe on Thursday.
Are you seeing the confidence level come up?
Tremendously. It's amazing.
Yeah.
How when you continue to add new tasks through success, you only add the new task when he successfully completes the one that's in front of him, it does build the student's confidence tremendously.
Yeah.
And when you go on a confidence basis and work from step by step throughout the syllabus and add new tasks, you see the confidence level go up, and as it goes up, the performance increases.
That's excellent, man. I could tell just in talking about some of his past training, not training, just listening to him and saying, telling me some of the things he actually had been doing, you could just hear, it's clicking. It's clicking. I'm getting more, the passion's coming even stronger and stuff. So kind of like can't wait to be able to get in the air and feel really good about being, flying, that confident. So.
That's exactly right. In fact, he did very well on his test. He only missed one question on his test.
Oh, cool.
And so he's, he's been studying. He has a PPG Bible. He's been reading it. And he's doing all the right things. He's doing research. He's asking questions. He's very involved in the sport. He knows a lot of the players and what's going on. And that's the type of student that I really enjoy. A student that comes to you that's aware, that's asking questions, that has experienced some things in the past and applies them to the future, that's the type of student that really is going to be successful here.
That's excellent, man. Well, cool. I told him, hey, man, make sure you make a point to get to the beach blast next year. And he said, yes. So.
Yeah, I think we're going to see David Hayes around quite a bit.
Yeah.
He has got a very gregarious personality. He's going to be out there meeting people. He's in the movie-making business.
Oh,
so,
wow.
He knows how
very
to talk
cool.
to people. You might have heard of Dawson's Creek. He was involved with the filming of that. He's on basically the make-it-work side. He's not on the creative side. He's on the make-it-happen side.
Very
and
cool.
And the new show that he's doing now is One Tree Hill.
Really?
You might have heard that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I had to disappoint him and say, sorry, I don't get to watch much TV, so I haven't ever seen that. But he's a very creative individual, and he's working hard in his industry, and he wants to play hard as well. So he's got the right attitude. He's studying. He's very fit. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink to excess. So I'm very pleased with David Hayes as an individual. And as a student, he's doing all the right things. He's asking questions. He's pushing the envelope. And he's demanding excellence from me as well. So I'm very happy with him.
Excellent. Uh-oh, we got another PPG filmmaker in the midst, maybe, huh?
You know what? He could give Paul Anthem a run for it. I really enjoyed during the Beach Blast in shooting 6 episodes of the PPG Morons with Paul Anthem. And if any of you out there have yet to go to either my website, planetppg.com, and go to the breaking news on the front page, you'll go to a page where all of Paul Anthem's videos are embedded.
So that way you don't
have to hunt around YouTube at all. You can go right to my website and view all of Paul Anthem's PPG for Morons videos. And I think they're fantastic. Not only did we shoot 6 episodes during the Beach Blast 2009, each episode will teach you something. They're fun, they're exciting, and they teach you something. So, as well as looking at the Bikini Babes one, and you might learn more than one lesson with that particular episode.
There you go. That's great, man. Yeah, I remember you was talking about you were going to have those when I was talking to you down at the Beach Blast, and thanks a lot for the information, man. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, there you go. Thanks a lot for listening. The main point to this episode was get training, qualified instructor, qualified training. Yes, it's easy to buy the equipment and try to get in the air by yourself, but it's not really worth the risk. I would like to thank David Hayes for coming on again and sharing his story with us. So it was a lot of information there, and as a student there, I guess you can tell how much he appreciates qualified instruction. So, and thank you, Paul, at planetppg.com. You can check out his website for more information on training, and just give him a call if you have any questions about anything you actually heard that David went through. So really cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Let's see, got a couple of quick things here. Don't forget about the Sky Rats second annual Fly Fest coming up this week. It starts the 25th, which is Thursday, through Sunday, the 28th. If you need more information, you can go to skyratsradio.com or go to skyratsppg.com. I think that's what it is. That's actually their website that has the information on it. So it was good hearing them guys back on the air. If you guys like me, always go to their website and see if they got something new. Of course, the PPG list. It was good to see that they were back up and actually go and check out this. If you didn't hear their last podcast, they give some more information about their fly-in that's coming up. So I'm trying to decide right now if I may be able to get up there for about 2 days. I'm thinking about taking a trip that way just to, it's going to be PPGers there. It'd be nice to meet those guys too. So, and thank those guys for what they do for us, information. Next is, I had said something a while back about doing a live call-in show. I'm trying to get that set up now. What I need from you guys, especially you guys that have Black Devils, and maybe not even, I talked to Alex Varve several months ago, and he actually suggested having a call-in show. And so I've been kind of looking to see what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. There's two ways I'll end up doing it, either Skype or I will have a telephone number for you to call, a conference call. I've been looking at those things too. So there's several places you can do it for free. So I'm either going to do it that way. If you are interested in coming on and asking Alex some questions about the Black Devil, Black Magic, or probably anything about Powered Paragliding, PPG, and please get in touch with me. You can go to talkingppgradio.com, and the contact information is on there. Or you can just kind of post something on the big list. Just get in touch with me. And there's even the phone number to contact me is on talkingppgradio.com. Oh, I'm going to try to line up at least 10 people that have questions or questions before I even attempt to do the live call-in, because I don't want to waste his time, because he's a very busy person. And otherwise, I'll just call him and chit-chat like I am now. Now, if you have questions that you would like for me to ask and not really wanting to come on the live call-in, email me those questions, and I will ask them the questions that you would like to hear. So, and let's see, don't forget about the other fly-ins that are coming up. Let's see, Kankakee actually the first one after the Sky Rats one is going to be the Pine Island one, the 4th of July fly-in. It's the 7th through the 5th at Pine Island. Go to planetppg.com or go to USPA for the information that you need. Next up is going to be the, let's see, Kankakee fly-in, the 4th annual pig roast and fly-in. That's with Lance Marzak. I do, if you go back and through the podcast, I talked to Lance about that. I'm going to try to give him a call here in the next couple of days to see if anything has changed. That is July 10th through the 12th in Kankakee, Illinois. You can go to ultralightplace.com for more information, or you can go to talkingppgradio.com to, and there's a direct link to the website, or go to uspa.org and you can get information there. The other one I plan to go to is the Boyer fly-in. That was more of a only 50 pilots type thing. So and that's coming. That's like right after the Kankakee one, July 16th through the 19th, and then of course the Flight Junkies is the next weekend after that. So anyway, and I'll probably give Kurt another call and talk about that. So anyway, that's all I got for now. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Thanks for listening, and any questions, comments, please get in contact with me. If you have a fly-in, if you're an instructor, would like to come on and talk to me, like you heard there, David made his decision on going down to Paul Pine Island because Paul's come on and talked to me a few times. He's a qualified instructor. Help you guys out. So that's what I'm here for. And thanks for listening again, guys. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio.
Even Mars, we could just be ours. Let's fade into the sun, let our spirit fly, cause we are one, just for a little fun. Oh, oh, oh yeah, I want to get away, I want to fly away, yeah. I wanna fly.